for the morning to your pizza. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake-up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Jesus believers from all over this nation, all over this world. Lord God, today in the name of Jesus, I set my faith in agreement with all of your Jesus believers. Lord Jesus, you said every tribe and every nation. You said all power has been given unto you. Power from on earth, in heaven, under the earth. This morning, we thank you for that. We thank you for that gift. And we thank you for your giftings. Because you are God. You are God. You are God. Simple as that. And we thank you this morning for that and many, many other reasons that we can wake up this morning. That's enough right there. We woke up this morning. Praise God. Okay. Juliet, are you at work? I think this is your number right here. You forgot to press one. Is this Juliet 3386? This is not Juliet. That was not Juliet. I need, praise God, I desire to talk to Juliet this morning on the blog talk. But I guess I had the wrong number. I mean, that wasn't the right number. That wasn't Juliet anyway. So let me tell you what I need. I don't know. Is Miss Mary Yasagirre on here this morning? Can you press one? It's not me, Dr. Erica. Okay. You're not going to be Candace. You may not be able to make a comment as speaker. And that has something to do with the fact that that it's still under Erica Kedline, and I didn't want to lose my listenership, and I couldn't change and still be on iHeartRadio and a lot of 7 or 8 other channels that I didn't even know that I was broadcasting through. But if I change any other way, then I have to resubmit to iHeartRadio and other channels. So I prayed about it. So Candace, call over to, oh, okay, I've seen this. Miss Mary here. Miss Mary, I have your mic open. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
I need you to pray in Spanish for me this morning, however the Lord leads you.
Okay. Señor Jesús, te damos gracias por este día. Estás de vida otra vez. Te damos gracias por todo lo que nos has dado, Señor, por todo lo que nos vas a dar. Y te damos gracias por nuestra familia, por nuestros amigos y por todos los de esta línea, los hermanos. Y te damos gracias por todo lo que nos has dado, Señor. Todos te damos gracias, Padre Celestial. Y bendito seas por siempre, Señor. Te damos gracias por Sister Erica, Señor. Y te damos gracias también, Señor, por todo lo que estamos aquí, Señor. Gracias, Señor. Y también, Señor, te pidemos por todos los enfermos, Señor, que estén ahorita en el hospital, en sus casas, Señor, especialmente con estos virus, Señor. Y también, Señor, te damos gracias, Señor, que no te conocen, Señor, pero que te van a conocer, Señor, con nuestra palabra, Señor, llevándoselas a ellos, la palabra viva, Señor, que eres tú. Y también, Señor, te queremos tanto, Señor, que no sabemos ni cómo darte las gracias, Señor. Te damos gracias, Señor. Eres bondadoso, Señor. Y tú nos das la vida, Señor. Tenemos la vida, Señor. Ay, Señor, tanta cosa que tenemos que darte gracias por, Señor. Gracias, Señor. Aleluya. Gloria a ti, Señor. Bendito seas por siempre, Señor. Gracias, Señor. Gracias, Señor. Aleluya. Thank you. Gracias, Señor. Gracias, Señor. Gracias, Señor. Amen.
Amen. Is your husband there?
Yes, but he's not available.
Okay, okay.
He can call you back if you want.
Yeah, tell him to call me back.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you,
thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
Lord. Yes,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God. Candace, can you press one? I think this is you right here. Uh-oh, I hit the wrong button. Let me see. Brothers and sisters, I don't know about you, but I feel pretty good this morning myself. And, you know, the Bible says, let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Mm. If you have a breath, you should be praising God. Candace, is this you, 3919?
Yes. Yes, it's me.
Okay, hold on. Just stay right there. You know, brothers and sisters, I know when a change is taking place, and it may not look like it, but right now we are in a spiritual is that you? I need you. Sound like you're in an echo chamber, Candace.
Is that better?
That's much better now.
Okay.
We're in a time of revelation. We're in a time of provision. We're in a time when God is unlocking and he's moving through his law of redemption. That's why it's important that you have at least a working understanding of God's spiritual law. Because God does things according to his laws.
Jesus.
And I'm glad that Donna, who happens to be an attorney, prayed a covering over us. I don't know if how many of you understand how important a covering is. Marie, do you speak French? Marie Alexander, do you speak French? Can you type yes or no? Marie, do you speak French? As most of you know, I have a spiritual son in Russia, and I talked to him this week. He's a newlywed, but I want him to come on here from time to time and pray in Russian. Marie, can you come on the dial in the blog talk and pray in French for me? Dial 319-527-6068 and pray in French. I want you to pray in French. And then the tail line, I asked Candace to come on here this morning because there's something I want her to share with us. There we go. Marie, is this you, 8262?
No, it's me, Dr. Erica Juliet.
Juliet, pray in Spanish while I got you. And then Marie, pray in French. Juliet, go ahead.
Okay. I'm hearing the both of you. Hear a little noise. Father God, oh my God, I'm sorry. Buenos días. Hallelujah. Buenos días, Espíritu Santo. Buenos días, Padre Celestial. Buenos días, Señor Jesús. En esta hora venimos delante de tu presencia en acción de gracias por tu bendición, por tu protección, por tu amor inmensurable, porque tú eres bueno, porque para siempre son tus misericordias, Señor. Gracias que hoy nos has levantado, Señor, nos has levantado con un grito de alabanza, de adoración, Señor. En ti confía nuestro corazón, en ti confía nuestra alma, Señor. Tú eres un Dios justo, poderoso, Señor. En esta hora apelamos a ese amor, Señor, ese amor grande que nos tienes, por el cual tú derramaste cada gota en la cruz del Calvario, esa gota que derrotó al enemigo, que derribó argumentos en nuestra mente, que restaura en fe nuestras vidas, que abre camino, que manda maná del cielo, que hace llover bendiciones en abundancia sobre nuestra vida en el nombre de Jesús, Señor. Por lo tanto, te alabamos, oh Jehová, con todo nuestro corazón. A ti cantamos adoración, Señor. Nuestro corazón se alegra, se regocija en el nombre de Cristo Jesús, Señor. Tú llenas nuestra boca, Señor. Padre, yo te presento a cada uno de mis hermanos y hermanas delante de tu trono de gracia, sabiendo que en ti la victoria es ganada, sabiendo que en ti la guerra es ganada, Señor. Cada batalla por la que estamos pasando, Señor, tú tienes el control y tú dices, tú hablas y pasa. Y creemos en ti, nos alineamos a tu palabra, que es poderosa, que es como espada de doble filo, que discierne las intenciones del corazón. Habla, oh Dios, y pasa. Creemos en ti, Señor, que tu sangre que tiene poder nos siga cubriendo. Le recordamos al enemigo que la sangre tuya nos cubre, nos protege, nos guarda y que nos hace inmune ante el enemigo, Señor. Gracias, Padre, por todos los procesos por los que pasamos, porque son peldaños para crecer en ti, Señor. Te presentamos nuestro corazón, Señor, y todo lo que hay en él, y nos apoyamos en tu sabiduría y en tu propia prudencia, Señor, porque tú eres bueno, Señor. En tu misericordia hemos confiado, y eso es lo que oigo en esta mañana. Tus misericordias son nuevas cada mañana, mas en tu misericordia hemos confiado, así como dice Salmo 13:5-6, mas yo en tu misericordia he confiado, mi corazón se alegra en tu salvación, cantaré a Jehová porque tú nos has hecho bien. En el nombre de Jesús y en acción de gracias oramos, amén.
Amén, thank you. Thank you, Juliet.
Okay.
You're welcome. I love you. And look, I need to speak.
I love you too.
I need to speak with you. I have something for Jalbert to do, all right?
Okay. Thank you so much. God bless you, everybody.
Call me this evening sometime.
Perfect. Thank you. Okay. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Okay.
Dios
I love
bendiga.
You.
Love you.
Marie, are you on here? What's the last... Oh, Monica, I see you on here, too. Praise God. Marie, what's either press 1 or give me the last 4 of your phone number. Either press 1 or give me the last 4. Monica, do you feel like praying this morning? On the blog talk? I don't know if you can get on the blog talk. Oh, 6175. Okay. I see you. Monica, if you can get on the blog talk, would you get on the blog talk? Press 1. I need you to pray this morning. Marie?
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you feeling?
I'm blessed, thanks.
Okay, I need you to pray in French.
Okay. Oh, hallelujah, Seigneur, Dieu d'amour, Dieu de bonté, Dieu de miséricorde. Seigneur, matin, nous venons de fond, nous voulons dire merci. Merci. Sorry, I'm praying in Creole. Let me start.
Either one, Creole or French.
Okay. Dieu de bonté, Dieu de miséricorde, nous bénissons, nous exaltons, Seigneur, pour son fait, pour grandeur, Seigneur. Nous voulons dire merci, merci pour son fait dans la vie, chaque monde, Seigneur, qui souligne ça. Nous disons merci pour Dr. Erika, Seigneur, qui en tête programme ça, Seigneur, qui a éclairé les yeux, petit tout, qui te lance noir, Seigneur. Merci pour Dieu, nous qui ouvrit. Après nous venons tant de programmes, ça, le Seigneur. Jésus, nous devons accompagner nous, guider nous, protéger chacun de nous-mêmes, Seigneur, petit ou yo, Seigneur, qui voulait vivre pour nous-mêmes et pour nous-mêmes seulement, Seigneur Jésus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jésus, matin, tout ce fait, nous disons merci pour grâce. Grâce au infini, qui va bien finir. Nous disons merci pour l'amour qu'on gagne pour nous-mêmes, Seigneur. Merci pour la protection divine qu'on bat nous, Seigneur. Merci pour la protection qu'on mettait dans nous-mêmes. Au nom de Jésus-Christ de Nazareth, Seigneur. Merci, Papa. La vie dans la main, mon Seigneur. Tout ça qui va venir contre nous-mêmes, Seigneur. Au nom de Jésus, nous connaissons qu'à retourner au voie, au côté, au soutien. Là où tu es venu, là, au chemin, Seigneur, où vous retourner dans ce chemin et vider grâce au Seigneur. Vider grâce sur nous-mêmes, Seigneur. Nous disons merci. Et chaque mes petites, nous le devons, Seigneur. Nous levons les États-Unis, nous devons, Papa. États-Unis, passé pendant la pandémie, Seigneur, ça a passé, Seigneur. Nous demandons mette yon fin tan pri. Nou konen son on diable invisib kap mache antre sou piti ki yo pou detoui yo. Tan pri, papa chéri nou an. Mette yon fin la pandemi sa. E nou leve chak peyi devan. Chak moun ki reprezentan peyi sou lin sa, seigneur, nou leve peyi sa devan. Nou mando ale voye grasou. Allez voyez protection au Seigneur pour chaque pays et tout ça nous pas connaît tout ça nous pas dit Seigneur nous connaît ou va ajouter pour nous-mêmes et grâce au Père nous prions la nom petit de Jésus-Christ qui vit et règne au siècle des siècles. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Monica, I believe this is you right here. I'm not certain. Is this Monica 7718?
No, Dr. Erica. This is Kim. Kim Londano.
Oh, hi, Kim.
Hello.
Do you want to pray?
You know what? This is God. This is God. Absolutely. Father God. Holy Spirit, we just pray over this line right now. I pray that every ear hears, Father God, that you just begin to cleanse us, Father God. Let your Holy Spirit consume us, Lord. Consume and burn up everything and anything that is not of you, Lord Jesus. Father God, this day we decree and declare your works be done, Father God. Like you said in Matthew 8, you reached out and touched through Jesus. Jesus reached out and he touched and he said, I am willing. Father God, you are always willing. You are always willing. We pray your will be done this day. Not our will, not our hidden agendas, not our flesh. Father God, that we would die to our flesh today. Father God, in our mind, in our will, and in our intentions, and that we yield completely to you. Father God, that you would become more alive than ever. You would illuminate our minds, our souls, our spirit. I speak to the spirit man to step forth and flesh step back.
Yeah.
All-consuming Father, consume us with your love. Consume us, Father God, with your mind. Kill all our mindsets that are contrary to your word. Father God, that we would just become more alive ever. More ever and ever and ever, Lord Jesus, that you are stirring up in us things that have been dormant, that have been asleep. I thank you, Father God, that we are in alignment to your will.
Yeah.
Father God, we are in alignment to your mission, to your assignment, Father God. I thank you that everything that comes out of our mouth would not be our own, Father God, but yours. Father God, that we would be the mouthpiece. Father God, that would release into the earth realm, Lord Jesus. We release peace today. We release love. We speak justice, Father God, for we are the righteousness, Father God. We stand firm. We will not be shaken. We will not be moved, no matter what the winds and the waves bring, Father God. You are there in the midst, Father God. You have already given us power and authority to trample over the enemy. And we speak, Father God, right now, and we cancel and annihilate the assignments, the plans of the enemy, Lord Jesus. For you have created us to be warriors, Father God, in the spirit realm. And we come forth mightily with our armor ready, our sword sharpened and ready, Father God. And we annihilate the enemy. That in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, 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 you are willing, you are able, and you are ready. Help us to be willing, ready, and able, Father God, because you only said, be healed. We speak it. Be healed. Be whole. Let your will be done.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord Jesus, every listener, Lord Jesus, set our ears on fire. Set our ears on fire. Like Dr. Erica Shepherd said the other day, she moves in patience. Give us patience, Lord Jesus. Let us not move in our flesh, but give us patience, Father God, to move when you tell us to move. Give us patience to not be so in a rush, Father God, but to just step, pause, and ponder on your words. And in your timing, not in our own timing, Father God, forgive us for moving out of your timing. Forgive us for not trusting enough in you, Lord. But give us the tenacity, the endurance, the power of your Holy Spirit.
Yes.
To move forth mightily and destroy the works of the enemy, so your name would be magnified, your kingdom come, and your will be done, not ours. In Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name, I decree and declare these things this morning, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Monica, your mic is open to pray.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can all hear you.
Okay, what did you want me to pray for?
I just want you to pray, however the Holy Spirit leads your heart.
Okay. Father God, we worship you this morning. We give you all the honor, all the praise for what you are about to do in our lives, what you are already doing in our lives, Father. We thank you, Father God, that the promises of God in him are yea and yea, amen, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you have blessed us and anointed us and appointed us, Father God, to be an instrument of blessing, Father, toward every man, woman, and child on the face of this earth, Lord. Father God, we pray that you will equip us and turn us into the men and women of God to bring about a change in this world, in our lives, in the lives of our families, in the lives of our church, in the lives of our community, Father God. We pray, Father God, that according to your word, that when you say, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto the church. And let us decree and declare it with our mouth, Father God. Father, we worship you this morning. We praise you this morning. We thank you for what you are about to do. We thank you, Father God. You say in your word, I am about to do a new thing. Do you not see it? Lord, we see with our spiritual eye and hear with our spiritual ears, Father. Remove every obstacle of flesh out of our way so we could hear what you are saying this morning. Lord Jesus, Father, we thank you for your Son. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father God. And we worship and praise you this morning. We thank you for this new ministry that you have appointed Dr. Erica and the other believers to do, Father. We thank you that your hand is upon it. We thank you that you are orchestrating it right now as we speak. We pray over it, Father God. We pray blessings upon blessings over it, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Monica. Brothers and sisters, thank you. Let me tell you why we're on here this morning. I have something planned. But how many of you know ministries are birthed and prayed in? Amen. They're prayed in. So we're in the process of praying in the media missions ministry and all the other new ministries that are coming under the covering of this Jesus Believers banner. Now, I asked, Monica, I really want you to listen to this because you can really identify with what you're about to hear. A lot of you don't know Candace, but some of you have heard her on here before, just a little bit. But Candace has a history in Christ from a young woman, and she is like compiling, and she edits my books, which I haven't even put them out there, but she's the one that edits them, and She's a very accomplished author. Okay? Some of you probably have read some of her writings because she writes under different publishers. But we were having a conversation, and Candace is, I don't know, she's not really quiet. She's not really quiet if you get to know her. But she's kind of, you know, she don't put yourself out there or anything like that. But I want you to hear something. I want you to hear a part of her testimony. Now, I'm not going to tell you the whole testimony because she will have to do that. But since being on the TED line, I know for a fact that she has been used by God to bring her family, her mama, her daughter, into knowledge and acceptance of the deliverance ministry. It's a miracle.
It is.
A miracle.
It is.
And how she got into this is a miracle. So I want you to hear just a little bit, and because it's going to be a witness for some of you and a testimony to some others of you. So Candace, start. Well, I want you to, start where the Holy Spirit told you to start.
I'll just start from where I started when I was writing this. Last week, the Lord told me to write my New Age witchcraft testimony. And kind of interesting because the whole thing turned out differently than I thought it would, which is always what happens. And I was kind of shocked by what he showed me because I had walked away from all of this when I started Deliverance in 2018. So it's interesting, though, when he told me to do this, right after that, Dr. Erica talked last week about New Age witchcraft. And I'm going to remind you a little bit of what she said before I go on with my testimony. She said that New Age says, I will be God. I will do this myself. I will heal me. I will, I will, I will. And that's what Satan said. I will be like God. And another thing she said is witchcraft will always try to destroy the God's best for your life. And I am the perfect example. It's funny because I wasn't finished. I'm still not. This, what you hear today is as far as I got in this testimony, but I was telling Dr. Erica about it, and she said, I want you to talk about it. So that's why I'm here. But everybody probably knows you don't have to go very far to see New Age in our whole society because it permeates everything. It's in the church. It's in television and ads, and you see words like mindfulness and wellness and wholeness, and all these words have become a part of our vernacular. We buy wellness vitamins. We read ads that say things like, greet spring with your best self. Medical doctors tell you take yoga classes. They tell you to take meditation classes. But it's all deception. Or, like Dr. Erica says, it's all trickery. It's a cleverly constructed way for the enemy to draw the human race into a web of New Age witchcraft. And Christians are falling for it hook, line, and sinker. So my official journey, I found out from the Lord last week, began very subtly in 1998. And I call it a crafty demonic setup to draw me into darkness that gradually put me out of action. And I believe it was intended to eventually kill me. And I didn't even see the enemy coming. But before I go on, you need to understand that I wasn't like a two-month-old Christian. I was baptized in the Holy Spirit in 1977. I went to Bible college. I studied under some of the bigger name ministers in the late 70s and the 80s. I was a music minister in my church. I was a worship leader, and I even taught missionettes. But I never got deliverance. And I think that was one of the big things, because there were generational things, as we all know from what we've learned. There were things just waiting inside me and biding their time to invite other things in. So by 1998, I had been dabbling around the edges of New Age for quite a while, and I had no idea I was doing it. The dabbling was mostly in the area of diet and health. And it is my opinion that diet and health is the major way, the number one way that Satan draws people, especially Christians, into the New Age movement. I was religious about eating organic foods. I experimented with different kind of New Age diets, not knowing what I was doing, like macrobiotics. And my daughter will tell you that we never had soda in the house. We never had prepackaged cookies or cakes. I even ground my own wheat and made my own bread. I was that diligent. And in and of itself, healthy eating isn't bad. It's good to honor our bodies because God made them. But when it starts to become a goal in and of itself, it becomes flesh. It becomes a self-endeavor. I am going to be healthy. I will manage my health by managing all these things around me and myself. But the funny thing about it was that eating healthy like I was didn't prevent me from getting sick. I started to develop all these physical issues, and I didn't know what they were. I would get better, I would get worse. I would get better, I would get worse. And I didn't know why. And that became a pattern that repeated itself over the next 20 years. So in this revelation that God gave me last week, he took me back and he showed me the New Age witchcraft door that I opened with a simple yoga class in 1998 in the Door to the Enemy. At that point, I was suffering pain from fibromyalgia. That's what the doctor had diagnosed me with. And it was so strange because one day I'd have pain in my knuckles, and the next day I'd have pain in my knees, and the next day I'd have pain in my ankles. That's what they say fibromyalgia does. The brain fog, you're having trouble sleeping. And now I understand that's all demonic. It has nothing to do with a disease. That's demonic. And I did ask God to heal me. I had been prayed for and had hands laid on me, but I can't tell you by how many people, which probably to my detriment, many of them. I read all the Word of Faith books. I listened to all the teaching, Word of Faith teachers, and I used all the scriptures, repeated them. But all the while, I was doing everything I could to heal myself. So one day in 1998, I saw an advertisement in my local paper for a yoga meditation class at the local hospital, and it said, it'll help you with pain and arthritis. And I thought, I need that. So I called the lady to find out how much it cost. And when she discovered I had fibromyalgia, she offered me the class for free, and she was such a nice person. Remember that word, nice. I point blank told her I was a Christian. I told her I wasn't going to do anything weird. I didn't want to learn any kind of weird mantras for meditation. And she said, that's great. That's fine. We have people from all religions in this class, and Christians just use scripture for meditation. And I thought, oh, okay, this is great then. I can meditate because meditation is in the Bible. I can use scripture, and I can do all this with God. Note, I said, I can do all this with God, not that he would be doing it with me. I did, the Lord reminded me last week, feel uneasy because I had questions about yoga. I didn't know much about it, but I didn't listen to my spirit, and I didn't listen to the Holy Spirit. And remember, this is 1998. It was before Google. So instead, I assumed that because this lady was giving me the class for free, it was from God, and it was an open door for me to go ahead. I didn't have a lot of money, so it was like a present, and I probably wouldn't have taken the class if it wasn't free. And so you see how the enemy works. You know, you see the lie. It's shiny, and it's bright, and it looks so good, and it feels so good, and it's nice, and it's kind. So it must be God, and that's how New Age gets in us. And so that's what I was thinking. This is so nice. Everything is so nice. Not once did I ask the Lord to tell me for sure. I didn't seek him or ask him to tell me for a certainty whether I was supposed to move on and do this. And I was also on a deadline because the class started the next week. So pay attention to this. I assumed, I reasoned my way into this class, and I didn't pay attention to the still small voice in my spirit. I was not listening to God. I was trying to fix myself. I'm not saying the lady deliberately sought me out and started this demonic journey because she didn't know me, but the demons in her did. She had studied under a yogi. She had her own secret Hindu mantra given to her by her mentor, and that meant she was functioning under the influence of demons. They directed her, they used her, and she invited me to her class for free. And so I went to the class. I had my little homemade yoga mat that I had diligently sewn myself, and I walked in, and the room was filled with a bunch of normal people, fat, skinny, old, young, short, tall, and nobody looked weird. So I felt okay. And the whole class, it was basically an introduction to yoga. And we learned something called the sun salutation, which is simply a series of yoga positions done in order in a routine. And it seemed so harmless. The moves were just all stretchy things. And what's in a name? Who cares what it's called? It's just what it's supposed to do is help you. But last week, I already knew that yoga was wrong, and I stopped yoga, by the way, when I started getting deliverance because the Lord said, that's it, you got to stop. But I never thought about this sun salutation thing until last week when the Lord started revealing this to me. And he said last week, names are important. Words are important. You can't simply say one word means something that it doesn't just because you want it to. So he had me look up the word salutation. I thought it meant, hey, hi, hello, salutation, but it doesn't. Synonyms for salutation are accolade, citation, commendation, eulogy, homage, hymn, tribute. So basically the Lord said, when I did the sun salutation, I was paying homage or tribute to the sun with my exercise routine religiously every day. So in case you think maybe, Candace, boy, you're really overreacting, aren't you? Were you really hearing from God last week? You weren't trying to worship the sun on purpose. You were Christian. You were a worship leader. You even taught missionettes. You weren't imagining the sun as a god. And I wasn't, and that's part of the problem. I wasn't even thinking about it. It's a little bit like saying if you step in dog poop unawares and it's in the nooks and crannies of your sneakers, it's not going to fall off in places you don't want dog poop. It does. It stinks. You carry it in your house. It gets in the carpet. If you touch your shoes, it gets on your hands. When it dries, it falls in little bits that you have to sweep up if you even notice it's there. So then last week, the Lord, after he revealed the sun salutation, he said, look up in the Bible what it says about sun worship. And I was like, okay. And he also said what I feel about it. I said, okay, it's in there. Ezekiel 8, 16 through 18. And he brought me into the inner court of the Lord's house, and behold, at the door of the temple of the Lord, between the porch and the altar, were about 5 and 20 men, with their backs toward the temple of the Lord and their faces toward the east, and they worshipped the sun toward the east. Then he, God, said to me, Ezekiel, have you seen this, son of man? Is it a light thing to the house of Judah that they commit the abominations which they commit here? For they have filled the land with violence and have returned to provoke me to anger, and lo, they put the branch to their nose. Therefore, I will also deal in fury. My eyes will not spare, neither will I have pity. And though they cry in mine ears with a loud voice, yet I will not hear them. And boy, that struck me. When I was just doing this simple yoga sun salutation, I was worshiping an idol, and I didn't know it. And that verse is terrifying, just terrifying, that God's not going to hear me? And so some people might think, come on, God wouldn't do that. He's not mean like that anymore. I mean, Jesus came and we're living in a time of grace. And besides, God knew you weren't trying to worship the Son. And I'd say that's greasy grace Christianity, excusing ourselves from sinful behavior out of ignorance. I mean, we might be ignorant just because Jesus was sent by God and he's merciful and he forgives our sins and we can just move on. I'd also call it presumption and an attempt on our part to make God compromise his word, which he never will do. Remember Daniel. Nebuchadnezzar created a great golden image and he ordered all the people of all the nations to bow and worship it, and Daniel refused. Why didn't Daniel just say, hey, I know how to get around this problem. When I pray, I'll just close my eyes. I'll imagine this big, fat, shiny gold idol is Jehovah God, and it'll all be okay. That way I won't get killed. I can get along with all these people, and it'll benefit my relationship with the king because he'll like me. But Daniel didn't do that. He did not compromise. He chose potential death rather than worshiping an idol. 1 John 3:7-8, this is New King James Version, one of Dr. Erica's favorites. Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And so the Lord's revelation to me continued, and it got worse last week. He had me look up information about yoga. And like I said, I had stopped all yoga in 2018 when I started on my deliverance journey because he convicted me then. And I had heard testimonies about people and people talking about yoga, but it had not been applied to my life. So I didn't pay a lot of attention. I thought it was done and over for me. So what I found out from the Lord is whether or not I was using scripture and thinking I was worshiping God as I did the sun salutation. In doing yoga, I was actually performing an ancient Hindu ritual that has roots in Shiva. Shiva is known as the destroyer in the Hindu trinity, which includes Brahma and Vishnu. In fact, Shiva, the destroyer, is regarded as the patron god of yoga, meditation, and arts. And if that isn't bad enough, the word yoga first appeared in writing in the ancient sacred texts of Hinduism called Vedas. It comes from some root word spelled Y-U-J, which means to yoke, like when you yoke two horses together to plow a field. So the question begs an answer, and the Lord asked me, what exactly are people yoking with when they do yoga? So I did a little bit more research, and depending on who you read, people, New Age people say it's a union of mind, body, and soul. It's a union of breath and body, of our lower egos with our higher selves. It's a union with the universe or source or God with a little g. It's enlightenment, and that definition is closest to the Hindu meaning. The origins of yoga are not simply exercises to build flexibility, develop muscle tone, or help pain. That is not why it started. The original purpose of yoga was enlightenment, and it wasn't the enlightenment of the Lord Jehovah God and his Holy Spirit. So put it all together. It was ultimately a union with Shiva the destroyer as the prime power of light and awareness. So imagine last week this picture that God was giving me, and I'll repeat it in simple words. When I started that yoga class in 1998, I formed a yoke with a demon destroyer. So I'm going to sum up what God revealed I had done so far. I assumed, presumed, reasoned that God had given me a yoga class because it was nice. I never asked him. In taking the class, I learned to worship the sun, which is idol worship. I did it at home religiously every morning. I yoked myself to Shiva the destroyer along with demons from the teacher who had been taught yoga by an official yogi. And yes, those demons transferred onto me when she touched me to help me learn positions, not to mention whatever else I opened myself up to in the class. And all the while, I thought I was doing a good thing. I thought I was doing something to heal myself. And I'll remind you what Dr. Erica said last week about New Age witchcraft. I will. I will. I will. And that's an issue that Dr. Erica and I have discussed a lot during the last, I don't know, almost 3 years during all this deliverance stuff I've been going through. My proclivity for reasoning things out, and that was my initial sin. I reasoned. I will. I didn't ask God to guide me. I did what was right in my own eyes, and I willed that I would be healed by doing yoga. Proverbs 14:12, there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is a way to death. Isaiah 5:21, woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and shrewd in their own sight. Proverbs 26:12, do you see a man who is wise in his own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than for him. I had been a fool. And I had no idea that I had opened a door for Satan to bring me into destruction, that I'd opened a door to allow other deceptive New Age demons inside me. I'd ignorantly, stupidly hardened my heart because I didn't seek God. I sought my own reasoning, and because of my own hard heart, this open door to New Age witchcraft would not be shut for 20 years. After I got the depth of this revelation, I was shocked last week because it was revelation. That's why he was revealing this to me. And so I kind of sat on it. I talked to my sister about it. I talked to my daughter about it. But after a day, I realized that something wasn't right and God wasn't really talking. Like he was just being quiet. So I said, what's up? And he said during prayer, you need to repent. Don't just ask me for forgiveness. You need to repent because this is serious. This was not just a cool revelation that I was giving you so you can talk about it to your sister or your daughter. Now you're aware of the magnitude of what you did. So I had to repent for worshiping an idol. I had to repent for yoking myself to Shiva. And I had to repent for acting the part of a New Age witch. And I didn't waste any time doing it because you don't when God says repent. And so I'll end this by reading you 2 Corinthians 6:16. What agreement has the temple of God with idols? For we are the temple of the living God. As God said, I will make my dwelling among them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. You see, the thing is that God is faithful. He never walked away from me. I walked away from him in a manner of speaking, although I thought I was still serving him. I was. I was still at church. Now, I don't even want to think about that right now. I was still doing all the things that I had done, and yet I had opened the door to these things. And then graciously, my Heavenly Father told me about deliverance. And in 2018, he began delivering me. In 2019, Dr. Erica prayed for me, and I was delivered from a New Age witch demon. But now I know when I opened that door, and I am so grateful. I can't even express how grateful I am for what he has done and for this revelation, because this just goes beyond mind knowledge that I have gotten from different testimonies I've heard. This was a revelation in my heart. I knew what I had done, the magnitude of what I had done. And I am so grateful. So that is what I had to say today.
That's part one.
Yep. I don't even know what part two is.
You're healing.
Okay.
You're healing. When you couldn't eat, had to.
Oh, yeah, know. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. The rest of it. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Brothers and sisters, I thank God for him allowing me to be a part of and in the midst of his people that are truly, truly unique in this aspect right here. Unique in many aspects, but you see, people that love God the most are the ones that have to go through this scripture that says, to whom much is given, much is required. You are required by God to be and allow him to make you an overcomer. Overcomers are not born. They are born again. Born of his Holy Spirit. Born again. Overcomers are new creations in Christ Jesus. So my question to you this morning is, are you ready? Are you ready? That's all I want to know. Are you ready?
Like that.